Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, is a synergistic forum to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Sean and Jen deliver a passionate message that provides you with a wealth of knowledge to break through to your best you. Discover your soul path. This show will raise levels of intuition, knowing, and keep you on the edge of your seat. So get ready to understand the meaning and message in your life and how to shift obstacles into opulence. Saturate yourself with powerful intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. Now, here are your hosts, Sean and Jen.
Hey, everybody. Happy Tuesday afternoon. It's Jen, and you're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
What is up? This is Sean. Stay with us for the next hour. Let us help you experience your soul path. Every Tuesday on Transformation Talk Radio, we'll have some of the most gifted people help you turn your obstacles into opulence. You're supposed to say boom, baby.
We're switching roles today.
Yeah, we are. So today we're showcasing our fourth segment in the Channeling Eric series with Jamie Butler. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We are good.
We are good. Wonderful. I guess we're not bantering today, huh?
Hmm?
I guess we're not bantering today, huh?
Oh, we could banter. We could talk. I mean, you know.
Hey, I want to ask Jamie a question. This is totally not even the topic today. But Jamie, when was the last time you were on a school bus?
That has been a while, actually. Probably ninth grade.
Tell the truth, because I know your birthday just popped by. So.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Sean.
Yeah.
That's probably why you're snooping
around.
You
are a spry 29-year-old. Spry.
Well, the reason I ask is because I went on a field trip to, we went to learn how, one of my son's preschool classmates, their family owns where they make spices, like Asian spices, sauces and things. And so we went to learn how that was made and we all got on the bus. I don't think I've been on a bus since gosh knows when, because I don't remember seatbelts being on the bus. That's how old, that's how long it's been.
They have seatbelts now.
Yeah, they have seatbelts. See?
See?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
I know. So
these kids today are spoiled.
Safety first. Well, we have a you know, a lot of questions to ask Mr. Eric. We should say hi, Eric. Hi, Eric.
Eric says hi to everyone. He's thanking you again for giving him the opportunity to reach out to everybody.
Absolutely. We miss you guys. We love having you.
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
so for clarification, for people that may be new to this segment or to the show, Jamie is channeling for Eric, okay?
Right.
So, and she does a fabulous job at that. And,
yes, she
and
does.
She also filters out any words that she's not supposed to say on air for Eric as well. But we really wanted to talk about, at least the first segment, we're going to take callers, you know, second and third segment, all based on, at least to start, we want to talk about money and abundance today.
That seems to be an issue with the spiritual shift that's happening. It feels like a lot of things are opening up. A lot of people want to get their financial houses in order. A lot of people want to position themselves to make better money, distribute it better, et cetera, et cetera. So today's show really is all things money and financial abundance, right?
Right. Does that sound like something you want to talk about, Jamie, Eric?
Eric says, oh, yes.
Okay,
he loves money.
He loves money. Yay! Don't we all love money?
Oh, it's time to kick some mad knowledge, son.
So let's start with, I have a question, and it, hold on here. It's, okay, it seems like, especially people that are kind of on a path of spirituality, may have issues with money. Maybe healers or people that, you know, do this work have issues with accepting or or accepting money for what they do. Can
or even artists.
Or artists.
Artists
too.
Is artists. A big thing, yes.
Can you explain that, Eric, for us?
Eric says, now remember, we're just speaking in general. We're not hand-picking people or hand-picking jobs here.
No.
And yeah. He goes, we got to say that, man. I don't want to piss people off.
Right. I'm not trying to generalize.
Yeah, he says, it is a understatement to say that spiritual people often have a hard time with money. Because I think that when we got into the whole phase of coming out of the ego, especially in American culture,
mm-hmm.
we started seeing that money represented a lot of the ego. At least that's how people would show how big they were. So to defy that and go more into the spiritual path was to also let go of the money as well as the ego. And I think that's a crock of ships ahoy.
That is extremely clever how you put that.
Thank you.
That is a crock of ships ahoy. I love that. Oh.
So he says we have to embrace, of course, the ego, not the oversized ego. We don't want to drown our true self and our authenticity out. We want to harness exactly who we are, and we also have to harness how we're going to support that. And if we're choosing to be human people, we have to also choose to accept what money is. It is just an energetic exchange. You don't have to put all this psyched out emphasis that you have to have X amount so that you can have freedom or choice or status. That's a bunch of bull. I'm going to have such a hard time trying to block out his nasty words.
You're doing a good job.
I wish he'd do it for me. Yeah.
Well, just say filth, flour, and filth, and that solves it. Did you have another question going into that, Jen?
What is your advice to those looking to overcome the lack of financial abundance that they have in their life?
I would take it into three steps, he says. First of all, I would start looking at self-worth. What is your self-worth on an hourly basis? Because most of these spiritual people are having a hard time just existing in society's work structure, right?
Okay.
So they're trying to avoid the work structure and be entrepreneurs or healers or artists, and they don't really have a financial structure that goes along with that career choice. So find out your good budget skills on what do you need to make hourly so that you can have that lifestyle that you desire. So one, what is your self-worth per hour?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Two, he said, I would start visualizing relationships with money. And he goes, and if you don't like money, give money a different name.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Like food.
Yeah. Oh, like food. John, because I'm scared of you sometimes, man. I think you're going to eat money. I don't want to be pulling coins out of places coins shouldn't be, he says.
Okay, so we have self-worth. We have visualizing. And what's the third?
Visualize a relationship with money. Rename it so that you can have a relationship if the actual term of money and finances scares you. And three, take a class. You can't be afraid of how to manhandle money. Often if you're afraid of something, you step back away from it and you can't gauge how it's really relating to you. We do this in relationships. We do it with friends and people and all kinds of things. I often say if you're afraid of it, take two steps closer and then tell me if you're afraid of it. Because you're probably not. You're probably just don't know how to define it, don't know how to look at it. You needed a pair of glasses. You just needed a closer view. So number three is take two steps closer and find out what aspect of money are you shying away from.
Okay.
Boom.
Boom.
There we
Boom.
Go. Thank you. I knew somebody had to sneak it in there.
Does this also go back to beliefs about money and how you were raised with money? Can that be part of why you might be afraid of it?
Oh, yeah. Beliefs from your parents, how about your society, your culture, and even from alternative lives, past lives, future lives that influence you today.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Sean.
Well, we got to take a break in about a minute. So when we come back, I want to explore what are some of the ways that someone can break out of that cycle. What's so funny?
He gave me three steps.
I mean, as far as like the parents thing. I mean,
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to get a little more specific.
You have steps, Sean.
Apparently.
All right, hey, we're going to take a break. You're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soulpath Insights Radio, with our special guest, Jamie, and Eric with Channeling Eric. We're going to take a quick break and talk about all things money. Stay tuned.
What if being you created the change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Glenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars Foundation and Level 1, 5 days to change your life, in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
All right, cha-ching, baby. We're back on the Sean and Jen Show. This is Sean, and our topic today is all things money with Jamie Butler and one of my favorite entities, the woo-woo guru himself, the E-Man, as my wife now calls him, Eric Manhus. Now, previously, we were discussing how some people may have an aversion to financial abundance, and we mentioned why this might be happening. We were going to talk about that and what you can do to overcome it. Right?
Right. Can I call you E-Man, Eric? Is that okay?
He's good. Yeah, bring it on.
All right, cool. So before we were taking a break, let's take it to kind of a general, I think Eric did a really good job doing this, but general area of people and, you know, so many people today go to jobs that they hate. They go to, and they do it because of the money. What are some things that they can do to start maybe either calling in more money and abundance to themselves or recognizing that this is really no longer serving them? Is there, you know, it's kind of back to, I guess, relationship with self too and self-worth.
Yes, to stop being the slave to the money, he says.
Slave to the money.
Mm-hmm. Making choices and decisions in your life to create an extra dollar. He goes, that's just baloney. That's not how you should be looking at creating abundance. Creating abundance is done through emotional quality, not financial quality. Get it straight in your head, people. He's like yelling it really loud at me. So if we start looking at the emotional quality, when you do something that you are passionate about or that you are happy about, the money trails behind you. It comes to you in that sense of abundance that you're looking for. If you're doing stuff that you don't like and you're accepting money for it, it's almost like pimping yourself out.
Right.
So
okay.
You people stuck in a job somewhere, get on out of it. Start deciding how you want to work, who you want to be, and make a plan.
Make a plan.
And, yeah, Eric says he always loves a three-step plan. Anything more than three steps is too far away, and he's not going to do it.
I'm kind of with him on that. I'm not really rolling with any more than three steps. Maybe we're just spiritually lazy. I don't know.
He loves that.
I have another question.
Okay.
So I've been reading a lot about, because the subject just fascinates me, so I've been reading a lot about how it's just as easy to manifest a penny as it is $1 million. Is that true?
Yes, it's completely true.
Okay.
He said, seriously, I'm not going to lie to you. And a lot of people think it's not true because $1 million, they believe, is out of their reach or that they're not worth it. Then we have some people who signed on to this life that they're living right now, signed up for a contract that had many lessons wrapped around finance. You know, we can't really screw with that. So how do you know if you're one of those people? Is that what you're asking yourself sitting at home right now or in the car? Absolutely. You should be asking yourself. He says, wait.
How do you know?
How do you know is if. No matter what kind of emotional structure you put around money, you still end up with the same thing. Do you know what I mean by the hamster wheel? Pop, 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 pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? You can be real attentive to the money. You can be aloof. You can try to invest it. You can try to ignore it. And your stuff is still the same. All right. So
no matter what you do to change your circumstances around it, whether it's through energy or through going to school or something, it ends up the same. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. He goes, that's when you just, man, when you're spinning your wheels like that, what's the one thing you haven't done is probably just sit down and really look at the truth.
Yeah.
And I say, get someone to help you. Get a CPA, get a therapist, get a past life regressionist, and really look down that barrel straight.
Mm.
Get the view, and then boom, all of a sudden, your lesson wrapped around that contract, you can actually grab hold of it and make a forward progress, and not standing progress, right? He goes, what's that, really?
I envision people running. I don't know why. But running forward.
Progress. Hey, so Jamie, what you and Eric just said basically kind of ties right back into number one with the self-worth thing. A person's self-worth can be directly tied to what they're making or not making, how they view themselves. It's that outward inward or inward outward projection type of deal, right?
Yes. It's crazy. These people who think that they can't create what they need, if you sit down with a budget and you narrow it down, most people probably need to make about $13.50 an hour. You know, and here they are with these high-end jobs that pay them 60, 80 grand, 100 grand annually. And really, all they needed to grasp was that they needed to make $13.50 an hour. What I'm saying is most of you who think you don't have money actually have it.
Okay.
It's kind of like, I want to interject here because I agree with that. People who plan to have a baby typically who don't have kids yet always say, well, I want to wait till my finances get better. I want to wait. Let's wait till we get more money before we have a baby. But really, when the baby's going to come, baby's going to come. And you already have the money. You just don't know it. Right?
Exactly. That's so it.
I'm a parent. What can I say?
Well, because you see. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Jamie.
Nah, Eric was messing around. He said Sean could say he's awesome.
He is awesome.
Thank you. I'll take that too. Thank you.
So I want to go back to something Eric said. So about the contracts with money or abundance. If we have those contracts and we look at them, it's possible to change them, right?
Absolutely. That's why you put it in your contract, so that it creates a lesson for you to learn, overcome, and start achieving this life that you visioned in your head that you couldn't reach because the contract was in the way.
Okay. That makes sense. All right, I have another question.
Hit me.
Haves and have-nots. So there's people, you know, a lot of, if you watch the news, which I don't do often, but you listen to the news that talks about the, you know, the one percenters and then the rest of the people. And so it's like so why is that perpetually how it is, or at least it seems that way, the haves and the have-nots? Is it a belief because the haves have it and they know they're always going to have it, so it just keeps coming, and the have-nots don't because they don't believe it? Does it go back to that belief?
It does go back to the belief, but first of all, I want to say the haves and the have-nots, that's just a bunch of bull.
Okay.
All that is some judgment that has been placed upon these people so that we can kind of grasp that it's... Because I'll put it this way. We do the haves and have-nots to make it okay for you to analyze and judge other people. And I just think that's not acceptable anymore. That's not the kind of race of people we're growing into be.
Okay, so judging on both ends, right? Oh, the one percenters, or oh, the people, they don't have anything, they don't have a dime to their name, that kind of thing. Goes
right
on both sides.
Right, right. Like, how do you feel when somebody comes up to your car and starts begging for money?
It depends on the person.
Why is that?
I don't know. I always just, it's a feeling I get. Maybe that, and that's a judgment, probably. Like, should I give this person money? Should I not? That kind of thing.
Well, he says if you're following your intuition.
It's that. Yeah, usually that. Yeah.
It's not going to really be a judgment. A judgment is something that your head decides to do.
Right.
But he says, you know, we have this kind of immediate reaction. Why should I give to this person who's begging when they should be able to go hit the pavement like I have? I had my struggles. Why don't they have it?
A lot of people feel like that. A lot of people. I'm not one of those people. I've actually been criticized for being too compassionate. Not by you, Jen. Like, okay, in my 20s. You got to see this look she just gave me. No, I've been criticized for that. But I just believe if I have a little something, I don't know what they're going to do with it. I can't dictate what they're going to do with $1 or $5.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're out here and you're begging for it, you know, God bless you, man. Here, I hope this helps you. You know what I mean? Now, I don't know if that's right or wrong, but again, you're not going to be able to follow what they do with this stuff, with the money.
That's right. You can't put strings to a gift, but what you can do with any person, even if their purse is full of $100 bills, is to love them. Choose to look at them and love them. If you can't open up your wallet to financially even out their score for them, you can at least choose to look at them and love them. Look them in the eyes. Say hi. Treat them like a person.
Yeah. Right. Of course.
Well, you know, eye contact makes a huge difference when you're out in public. Hello, how are you today? A smile. And it sounds corny, but it's not corny. It's just human contact, sharing energy, and spreading love. Am I not right?
He says, let me get an amen in this house.
Woohoo! Sean's just preaching today, huh?
He said, human touch saves lives.
It does. I mean, it's energy. We're all energy. That's all it is.
Yeah, and he said it, and it shouldn't be based on a financial status either.
No.
So if you find yourself in a hardship, you know, really, you can just point the fingers at yourself because you arrived there because you drove yourself there.
good point.
Now, I want to share something that came to me. We got a minute, so I'll say this really quick. Just like we're told in society not to look down on people, you don't always have to be a victim and look up at people too, right?
Yes.
Okay, we got to take a break. But when we come back, I want to dive into that a little bit more. Jen, can you take us out?
You're listening to the Sean and Jen Show with Jamie and Eric. We're gonna when we come back, we're gonna explore more about this fascinating subject of all things money. We'll be taking callers about money, but it'll be general callers or general questions. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get ready for Intentional Living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
How ironic. Well, all things money. We are back on the Sean and Jen Show, and this is Sean with our special guest. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, guys.
Hey
Jamie, can you give your contact information out? Oh, is that what you're about to do? Sorry.
What's up, man?
Go ahead.
Absolutely. Thank you. You can find me at withloveandlight.com. And you can also hunt Eric down at channelingeric.com, and that is Eric with a K, E-R-I-K. He has a wonderful archives of blogs and places where you can get into forums, communicate, and chat.
Sweet. Now, before we went on break, I brought up the very important point of we're always taught to not look down on people, but people tend to forget not to make themselves victims and always look up on people. Like, you know, especially when we're talking about something like money, we see somebody who has something we don't have, and that we automatically let that make us feel inferior when in fact we're not, right?
Absolutely. Like, everybody needs to walk around with one of those Turkish evil eyes, those Greek evil eyes, to ward off the jealousy.
Yeah, right?
To ward off the haters.
Yes.
Hey, I want to give our call-in number. I know we've had some callers, and it's we're not taking personal questions today. We're just taking some general questions that all the audience can benefit from. If you want to call in with a question about money and abundance and all those things, you can call it 800-930-2819. So anybody that wants to call with a general abundance money question for Eric, call in.
Again, that's 1-800-930-2819.
Hey, Eric, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Are there any exercises or meditations that one can do to welcome in financial abundance?
Besides rolling naked in money?
Yeah.
I did that last night.
Putting money on your body
so.
And just letting it stick to you. Hey, that's a good idea.
Yes. Oh, I think that's a visual I won't be able to get out of my head first.
Yeah, right?
Some great visualizations and meditations would be to see yourself standing, feet both on the ground. Because I don't know, some people might stand other ways, but 2 feet squarely on the ground and accepting gifts and saying thank you and really cherishing them and holding them. And then showing gratitude. Thank you so much for giving this to me. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And setting it down and holding your arms out again to receive the next gift. Because you don't have to see who it's coming from. You don't have to put a name to it or a holiday to it or anything like that. Just receive and practice receiving.
Okay.
Hey, I got a question real quick because you tapped on something. I wanted to kind of expound on it. Can you have Eric share his view of how gratitude is tied to financial abundance? Because people tend to separate the two and they don't understand how they're tied.
Are you serious? People aren't getting this?
Hey, that's what came through me, so I got to let it out. Wow, that sounded bad, but okay, yeah.
He says, that's okay. Toilet references are common with him.
I didn't mean it like that.
I know. He took it there, though. Showing gratitude to be able to receive money. He goes, absolutely. It goes back to the worth. Are they worthy enough of having it? They're judging themselves. Did I work hard enough to deserve it? Is it valuable, the service or product that I'm providing? Is it okay for me to have this and still be a spiritual person and a nice person? Of course, he goes, all of these things are emotions that kind of move through your body, and it might be subconscious rather than conscious. That's why I was saying that you really just got to sit still and look at it for the truth that it is as it's moving through your situation and through your life. Showing gratitude for the money that comes in is also being appreciative of what you're able to give out, right? It's this, it's a scale. But then again, I don't want people to think that the scale has to be balanced, that it has to be 50-50. You know, being balanced, I think we said this before, is not a logical definition. It is an emotional definition. People only say they're balanced when they're happy. They could be 50-50 and totally disappointed with their life and realize they're not balanced. It's horrible. And then they junk it up into 60-40, a 70-30, and then they get happy. And then lo and behold, that's their balance. Find your balance with money, your giving and receiving, and you'll find your gratitude.
I love that. I want to touch on something else you mentioned earlier just now, okay? Jen wasn't going to ask the question, but it kind of came up, so I might as well ask it. Why do you think so many people... Now, I won't say so many, but why do you think some people seem to believe that money is actually evil? And, you know, that tired phrase, money is the root of all evil and blah, 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 and all that stuff. What do you have to say about that?
Baloney.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It's not evil. It is the structure for which your culture and your society has been structured around. And if you're not volunteering to live within that structure, then I don't know what in the H you're thinking, where you're actually going to go.
Right.
He goes, maybe to the Black Mountains in North Carolina. He shouts out, love you people.
Right, I was going to say, clean it up, dude. They probably got some really good moonshine there. I'm just saying.
Man, he goes, it's incredible. I go there all the time. Those people are incredible. You know, there are ways to do it, but either you're in or you're out, and you got to decide that. That's what I'm saying. So those people that are on the fence are the ones who are saying, oh, it's evil. And that's just their excuse. Seriously, peel the excuses off, people.
Right.
It's just money. Yep. It's just energy.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's a tool to live.
Absolutely. You know, but you can't let it do a mind bleep on you because you don't want to get so wrapped up in it to where you feel every choice you're making is based on that dollar that you're getting in. You know, we talked about it before.
Right.
I was kind of mentioning on the download to Sean earlier that you need to volunteer some of your skills, your product, or your services as well.
So that kind of leads us into the tithing aspect. You know, once you have it, kind of what you should do with it, or what would, you know, if you have it, what should you do with it once you find that you're calling in this abundance to yourself and you have more than you need, or even before that? I mean, I think tithing is always a good thing.
Very important thing, yeah.
All right. Tithing is a great term. He says, let's just call it the throwback.
Throwback.
Yeah, it's the throwback. And it doesn't have to be in dollar form. Right. Let's say you're living a life that's pretty balanced. You're finding joy with giving and receiving financially. Now, all of a sudden, you have some free time and you could give back some of your services or your products or your free time instead of your dollar. All of that is appropriate tithing.
Okay. Hey, we have a special caller on the line.
Hey, hey, ooh. Hey. Ooh.
Hello?
Hello?
Lisa?
Hey, this is Alisa, hey. Eric.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, hey, Alisa.
Sweetie. Thanks
hey,
for calling.
Hey, listen, I got a money question for Eric. Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Mom. I love you.
Oh.
I love you.
Hi,
love you,
buddy.
This is Eric's mom. Yay.
Oh, this made me miss my mom.
Go ahead, Alisa.
Yeah, I got a quick question. I got a quick question. Eric, do I still have to pay you allowance?
Something's collected interest.
I know, says, I know.
He's saying, yeah, it has to go into his booty.
Oh, no. My God, the loan sharks are already going to be calling me.
Ooh. Wow, that was...
All right, that's all I wanted to know. That's all I wanted to know. I just want to hear your voice and say hey.
Thank you for calling. Hey,
thanks for calling, Lisa.
Okay. Bye, you guys. Y'all are doing a great job.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Hey, Eric's like, my mom's so freaking awesome.
Eric, you got to chill with that, man. That's your mom, dude. We say all that stuff for Jamie and Jen, okay?
He's, I'm in my pirate booty box, man. I don't know what you were thinking.
That's what I'm talking too.
He says, I'm a spiritual pirate.
All right, I have another question.
Hit me.
Kind of back to what you were talking about when you're doing the meditation and you're kind of standing and you're accepting the gifts and you're being grateful. I think some people, especially people that tend to be really big, what we would call givers, feel funny about accepting gifts. So how do you work through that?
Well, you could start, like we mentioned before, with the meditations and the visualizations. But okay. Then also, you know, some people are happy with the amount that they have. So any gifts that come in, it's not filling a hole for them.
Yeah.
And they don't call it abundance, but they call it excess.
Okay. And then that's when they can throw back.
Yeah. Thank you. Back.
That sounds like remember that Holla Back song? That's what that reminds me of.
Which one?
You know, Holla Back from...
By Fabulous?
Gwen Stefani.
Oh, Gwen Stefani.
Thank you!
Hey.
Gwen Giovanni. Oh, you should play that.
Oh, Holla Back Girl?
Yeah, I don't know why that makes me think of that when he says throwback. Do you know that song?
Is there something
he
about
likes
you?
The drum beat.
Yeah, okay. Because I don't know why that just flashed in my mind. But
that Holla Back song.
So really, calling in the money in abundance doesn't have to be as challenging as sometimes we make it on ourselves.
No, and it doesn't have to be ritualistic either.
It doesn't have to be what?
Ritualistic either.
Okay. What do you mean?
What do you mean by Eric's comment about dancing naked around a ring of fire earlier?
Oh, guys.
Oh, we got to take a break.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We don't have that song either. Okay. Sorry. Well, when we come back, we'll pick that topic up again. Hey, everybody. It's all about money today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Boom.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Come on.
Yep. Wow.
Come on. We are back on the Sean and Jen Show. This is Sean and Jen sitting across from me. And for all of our listeners, Jen and I can be contacted at www.soulpathinsights.com. Jen, was there any upcoming events or anything you wanted to share?
No, Yeah, I don't have any upcoming events until March.
Oh, yeah, huh. So was there any particular website you wanted to promote and brag about? It? You know, oh, yeah. Doing awesome work or anything? Or readings that we do? And
Janet, of course, we're always available for readings, speaking events, workshops, store openings, grocery store openings, as Sean likes to say.
That's right. And
December 11th Productions for all your multimedia needs. You can go to 1211productions.com. And I'll have some new and upcoming events and classes, but more towards spring. So I'm on a little bit of, not a hiatus from reading necessarily, but on a class hiatus for a bit. So,
okay.
Tip of the week, babe. Tip of the week.
My favorite part of the show, because I love giving advice, because I always follow my own advice. Okay, I have two things. One is physical, the other one is advice, okay? In regards to the issue of all things money, which we've been talking about for the past 50 minutes, I want to share with you that you cannot live in the lack and expect abundance to come through. Everybody get that? Let me say it one more time. You cannot live in the lack and expect abundance to come through, because mathematics doesn't work like that. Right?
Right.
Okay. I got one more thing I want to share. So I've been doing this for the last few days. I want to share that drinking water at the correct time maximizes its effectiveness on the human body. I got this from the internet. You know, the internet is never wrong. Okay. So if you drink 2 glasses of water after waking up, it helps activate internal organs. 1 glass of water 30 minutes before a meal helps digestion. 1 glass of water before taking a bath or shower, believe it or not, they say it helps lower blood pressure. And finally, 1 glass of water before going to bed avoids stroke or heart attack. So you think about that and think about how important it is to take care of yourself, no matter what you do, what your gift is. Water is the key to your life and you advancing forward to get all that financial abundance. I wanted to share that. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Eric? Jamie?
Yeah, we're here. Eric's amazed by your wealth of knowledge there, Sean. He was like, did you also research that part where they say put some fresh lemon in there?
Oh, yeah, that's for gas.
Oh.
I mean, flatulence. We're on the radio.
Well, actually, lemons are a detoxifying agent, and right? They can really cleanse and make you feel... It's for that.
It's like a refresher. Yeah, it's like a replenisher. Because you can do cucumbers, limes. I have a whole... Maybe we should do a whole show on that, on stuff information I've come in contact with.
That's it. He goes, just do a show on water recipes.
Burn a pot of boiling water.
Water recipes. How to lose all the weight you want with water recipes.
Featuring a water casserole.
All right. So we want to kind of talk about one last subject with Eric before we call it a day, and it's because it's Valentine's week or Valentine's Day.
So much, Jennifer.
In 2 days, we want to. What advice does Eric have for, first of all, for those people looking for love, and then we'll talk about the people who are in relationships. Let's talk about what advice does he have for those people who are really looking for love?
The singles, as we call them.
He goes, you guys know it's true. You listeners, too. Even if you're in a relationship, you're still looking for the love from your partner. So we're all singles at heart somewhere. But to help you start receiving love, he goes, I go straight to the core of what love is, which it's your parents, man. It's not about this intimacy. You know, I mean, sex is nice and everything. I'm not going to talk bad about it. But the core of what love is an honest emotional relationship. And some people really didn't get that from their parents. Some people did. But I suggest that everybody sit down and see how they can connect to their parents, living or deceased, and make a connection, make amends, to really be able to say, I love you, and then start coming into what love means to them on an intimate level with a partner or a spouse.
Is love and money directly tied together?
Shoot, yeah. Because, no, I mean, we can go just to that topic, but really, love is attached to everything in your life.
Okay.
It's the basis of all.
Is it the only thing that's really real? as they say.
You love shoot, is energy. You score. Yeah.
Yeah, love is energy, and we're all energy, so that's my philosophy, you know. Hey, Jen, happy Valentine's Day. I love you.
Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah, Sean and I don't really celebrate Valentine's Day.
We not just... even with a little bit of dark chocolate, he says.
She get that throughout the year, man. With some nuts.
Oh.
No, I'm talking about the candy bar. What are you talking about?
The candy bar.
Oh, I don't even know. Eric is flat out on the floor laughing so hard. I don't know what to do.
What about those, well, people, you know, those folks that are in relationships, you know, I don't want to end on a sour note necessarily, but you know, there's the divorce rate is very high, right? And I think a lot of times when you're in relationships, you mirror the other person. So what can people do in relationships or partnerships where, you know, they just trying to, you know, keep it fresh and keep it new?
I get back to communication skills right away.
Okay.
And not about learning how to intimately touch someone physically, but how to intimately touch someone with communication, with the words, with paying attention to what's coming from the other person, which is receiving. Mm-hmm. So I'd get into what? No, don't say that, Eric.
Say it.
Don't, Sean, don't egg him on. I have to beep out too much on that one. He's saying, go ahead and get into imago types of therapy, where you repeat what the person is saying so that you have clear, honest communication with the person. That's where I would go first, because then you would know where you stand as an individual and where you and your partner stand together. I mean, there's three people in a relationship, people. There's you, him or her, and the relationship. You know, and all three people in this relationship need to get along. You got to get along as an individual and as partner. So it starts with communication, first of all. If you got that down, then you can say how you feel, and then you can really accept how the other person is feel, how the other person feels straight up. I think I delivered that one wrong, but straight up.
Then, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to ask Eric one final question because we only have like 1 minute left. But I want to ask him if he realizes or understands or feels, he must feel it, how much everybody loves him, how much we all love him. Does he feel that?
It is crazy intense. You will love being here because it's like instant messaging all the time. You feel all these emotions that people are sending you. It's phenomenal. And I use that energy to give back to those who need that interaction. Because I love touching base with every single listener, every single blog reader. You guys, are my passion. You're my life's work, and I thank you all for supporting us.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
On that note, thank you guys.
He said, thank you so much, Sean and Jen. You guys rock.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric and Jamie, for being here. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
I think that is a beautiful way to take the show out. Thanks for being our guest. And we want to thank everybody listening for tuning in to the Sean and Jen Show. I'm Sean, and we all had a great time. Join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, and 3 p.m. Pacific. Next week on the Sean and Jen Show, we'll have world-renowned contemporary spiritual guide and extrasensory healer Teal Scott with us. This is going to be big. Have a great week. We'll see you all back here next time.
Bye. You've been listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio. Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to experience a synergistic radio show to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. For more information about Sean and Jen, visit www.soulpathinsights.com.
Your You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.